Luigi.
A Mangione.
Killer of the United Healthcare CEO.
Brian, I make $10 million a year doing what I do. Judge as you will. Thompson, I think. I think his last name's Thompson. I know I got the middle part right.
Here's what surprised me. How many people are taking the side of the shooter? They're basically saying it was justified. Everyone's kind of beating around the bush, not really going to just say it, but that's what they're saying. They're saying, hey, he was with me between these hours. He couldn't have been there. He's got his alibi. A lot of posts like that online.
Yeah, well, yeah. All in jest, allegedly.
Well, I understand dealing with bullshit, trying to get healthcare probably as well as anybody, or as close to as well as anybody as you could get. It is fucked up. Okay? I have shit that I need took care of. My spine issues, I need it fixed. I need it fucking fixed.
Like, or paralysis. You know, if you can't fix it, I don't want to feel it anymore, right?
Well, or death. I mean, that's where your mind goes.
Okay,
you
well,
kind of get tough and tired of dealing with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want it needs fixed.
Yeah.
I've jumped through plenty of fucking hoops.
Which is not good for it at all.
Yeah. So I went to Texas Back Institute. They offer me the 2-level disc replacement, but my insurance doesn't go out of state. So
see, that's where I can sympathize with the people that are kind of saying it's justified. Not necessarily in that instance, like, oh, okay, out of state insurance. That's just, you know,
well, here's the thing,
red tape, but
no one in the state of South Carolina does it. I've called Columbia, I've called MUSC, I've obviously checked in Greenville, but I mean, and I've asked the insurance company. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't know. Okay. So in that instance, they should approve it, but no, not approved. And it's just fucked up because
imagine if that was something that threatened your life. Like, it was one of these things where you could save my life right now, but due to business and red tape and policy and whatever the fuck, you know, paying for overhead.
I'm a little jaded on that type of stuff, Todd. I really don't. To me, this is the same as your life. Like, whatever. But I mean,
yeah.
To the audience, maybe not. But yeah, I mean, your quality of life is pretty fucked sometimes, and you just need it took care of. And the doctors are dicks too. I mean, no offense.
No. It's one of those professions where there is an ego there.
It's not just there's a big lack of compassion.
Well, it's not health care, it's health business. A hospital is nothing but an expensive ass hotel stay.
Well, there's a lot of people that are like, it's the insurance companies. It's, you know, they need to do what my doctor has ordered. It's the doctors too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they get it's almost like commission almost, depending on what drugs they prescribe or what things they recommend. There's incentives for them to, you know, engage in certain treatments.
So back to Luigi. The crazy thing that happened is so many people took the stance, like, maybe the guy had it coming. Maybe Brian Thompson had it coming as the CEO of United Healthcare. And majority seem to think that. That's such a widespread thought process that I'm like, damn. And it's a double-edged sword with him. He's the CEO of a health insurance company, but he's also a CEO in general. Because what else is happening? The pay gap, the poverty, the struggle that even the average person is facing right now is starting to get kind of fucked.
Well, don't worry. So, we got nothing but conservative leadership. And if there's anything I know about the 80s, we're fine as the middle class.
Are we any better under Democratic leaders?
Can't do any worse. The 80s, we crashed it. Are we going to do that again? Let's see.
Well, my whole working life, it hasn't been fair.
Well, our working life,
for a good day's work.
No, our working life wasn't so much political as it was with money, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's all to protect the money. But that's a whole other tangent. In our lifetime, it wasn't due to deregulation. Because people don't realize when the stock market crashes, not everyone gets poor. The top get much, much richer.
My point is, I think it's the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I mean, you could say that we're beyond the point of any control.
Control measures that are instituted by the government, yeah, they work until they don't.
Oh, yeah. It always comes down to what's good to policy, depending on who enforces it. And it's just like the same thing with healthcare. It's, your money is useless. It really comes down to what network you're in. And that's why the jokes about, like, oh, I got shot out of network of flying around the internet. Because it's kind of karma. Think of a healthcare insurance, as well as oftentimes, as you say, the medical staff, like doctors, they're kind of like the new lawyers in society. It's one of those professions people openly shit on because a lot of people in that profession make money off of other people's misfortune, to say the least.
Student doctor I work with told me his first job offer that he got just last week, $250 an hour. He was going to actually be hourly, although it was going to be based out of an ER.
It's about as much as I make, but yeah.
$150,000 signing bonus, but $250 an hour. And they say it's a bad profession to get into anymore, that there's just no money in it, Todd.
Well, I mean, we're talking dollar bills, right? We're not talking rupees.
Or... quote, it's just not what it used to be. You can't really make money. Because of the malpractice insurance, Todd, you can't make money.
Yeah. This literally is... Who would want to hold doctors accountable like that?
Well, I mean, if you make $250 an hour, I mean, you're just not going to be able to scrape by. You're just not going to be
Trust
able to...
Trust me, I'm sure it's not as good as it used to be, but it's still not bad. And the only reason that probably is not as good as it used to be is because back then, you could probably get away with a lot of malpractice. It's probably especially towards women. Just going on a limb there. I don't see in the 80s women have much to stand on when it comes to going against a male doctor. Nowadays, though, not the case.
I was trying to have a serious conversation, I guess.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that women thing.
Oh, well, no. It's just I had a conversation at work about, like, just one of the girls said something like, oh, it must be hard for you being a white male. I was like, yeah. No, it's not so cool now, but like 30, 40 years ago, it probably was the shit, from what I understand. I mean, you guys still don't get paid the same, but back then, you guys probably couldn't even hold a fucking job, which is kind of true. I know in the 60s and 70s, women couldn't get a bank loan. A lot of branches wouldn't even let women open up their own bank account without a husband on the name, on the account with them, a joint account.
There's a lot of women now that think they can't get health care because they're a woman. Like, the doctors don't take them seriously. I'm here to let them know. Nah, they don't take anyone else seriously.
you're now treated equal. Congratulations, you got equality.
You got a doctor's appointment that you put a lot of hope in, and you go and you just get punted. That's normal. That's guys and girls.
Oh, yeah. Bring a stopwatch and see how long it is. A lot of them are under 5 minutes in and out unless you have something dire. Then it goes up to about 8 minutes. It's a nurse practitioner that does everything right. It's almost like a magician's assistant. I'll get in the box. I'll be the one cut in half, and you just bow at the end.
A lot of time. I mean, they've got the billable license, so maybe the medical assistant does all the work. It's going to be different everywhere you go, but, I mean, yeah, a lot of times.
I mean, I'm generally a healthy person, and I'm not trying to shit on my doctor. I know he's got a lot on his plate, a lot of patients, probably worse off than me. But, yeah, usually a normal checkup, about 8 minutes tops, face-to-face with him.
Drones over Air Force bases, over military bases. They might be UFOs. We don't know what they are. Nobody knows. Give me a fucking break.
Well, if they don't know what it is, wouldn't it be a UFO by definition?
If they were... Well, I don't know what they are.
It's an unidentified flying object. You're just thinking flying saucer. I never said that.
The sheriff in the town doesn't know.
Andy?
If it was unidentified hovering over a base, it'd get shot down. It's the same thing as if you fly a Cessna over a military base... They might give you like one warning on the radio, and if you don't say something really clever,
and
you're
still
getting
going,
a missile straight through your fucking plane, which is the same thing that would happen to those. They're just testing them. They're a drone. They're either an attack drone, a defense against a missile, some missile system defense. Something.
Yeah,
we know exactly what the fuck they are, though. I mean, we meaning the people that are flying them. It's not aliens.
Although a lot of people would love to believe that, I'm sure.
They would love to believe it. They're going to be heat-seeking. They're going to track your phone. They're going to know how to get you. Kill.
Going back to the shooter, our Luigi guy, where do you stand on it? Like, are you pro, like, okay, the guy had, you know, what was coming to him? Or
I don't know Luigi personally.
Yeah.
He probably went through some tough shit.
Yeah.
And fuck that. Yeah.
It's kind of like
blow the goddamn CEO's head off. That's where I'm at. Like I say, everyone else is going to kind of mince their words just a little bit. They're going to be a little protective. Nah, go shoot the motherfucker. Blow his fucking head off. Because it's bullshit.
Well, I can say that because that's funny.
The system is big evil. It's not evil. It's big evil. The biggest drain on America is the healthcare system.
Yeah.
It's not just the insurance companies. It's the hospital systems too. A quote nonprofit hospital system. We've got one locally that's trying to take over the fucking world.
Oh, you're talking about Bon Secours?
No.
Oh.
But by making big profits. I mean, they just bought a hospital in Tennessee, and when I say bought, they partnered.
They merged.
To give the people of that community better access to the best fucking care they've ever had in their life.
Actually, I just heard Prisma merged with Warner Brothers Discovery. Check your streaming apps. Warner Brothers Discovery Prisma Plus. Coming soon. Yeah, I feel like the way business, even healthcare, is done now, it's to appease stockholders now.
There again, there's some workers doing some really hard work and not getting compensated worth a damn.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's some that make a whole lot. There's a lot of people that make a whole lot of money.
There's a lot of businesses that if they didn't exploit some tier of workers, then they wouldn't survive, unfortunately. And unfortunately, you know, hospitals are no different than any other business. And I hate that. I really would love to live in a world, I'd love to see a version of America where the internet's treated like a utility, you know, for the sake of the First Amendment, and healthcare isn't so much a right, but kind of like a commodity, like roads. We pay for roads, we use roads daily. What about healthcare? Hell, some people use healthcare more than they actually drive. Just my 2 cents. I know we already pay for it. You know we already pay for it. I'm not talking about taxes going up. I'm talking about reallocating the money. And we'd probably have some left over.
There's plenty of people that are a, quote, drain on the healthcare system.
Well, no names you mentioned, but I know a few.
Hepatitis C, $75,000 med to help you with that. And of course you're homeless, but someone pays for it with grant money, and then that's a big drain. Well, that is a big drain on the system, but then again, why the fuck does it cost $75,000?
Right.
That's where the problem is. Insurance companies shouldn't pay $250,000 for a surgery. They should deny that, but maybe they should pay $40,000 for it. You think that could maybe cover the bills for an hour in the OR? It couldn't any other business.
Yeah, and make a great down payment. You know, because I'm assuming, like, you're going to have to take out a huge-ass loan. I just don't know. The reason I think certain things cost so much in healthcare is because we do it for profit. And, unfortunately, an emergency room isn't like that. By law, we have to stabilize people. And I tell you right now, it's no secret, that's a fucking loss for a hospital.
But the tab shouldn't run up as high as it runs up.
Yeah, there is price gouging. You reach a certain tier, and it's like, okay, like, is this experimental? Is this going to turn me into the Incredible Hulk? Like, what's going on here?
Businesses are not allowed to price gouge after a hurricane or in an emergency, but the hospital for an emergency can price gouge every single fucking day legally.
For the life of me, I don't understand why there's not a law for medical transparency and billing. Like, there should be some sort of constitutional law about that. If you're going to bill me this kind of amount, I want to know what it's for exactly and where that money, where that charge came from. I mean, that shouldn't be impossible.
It's beating a dead horse for me to say this.
Yeah.
But yeah, you might get charged two different prices at two different healthcare facilities, but you might get charged seven different prices at the same exact fucking healthcare facility, depending on who you are. Because the, quote, contracted rates, a.k.a. fee schedule, a.k.a. max allowable, vary so much. It might be $150 through one insurance and $850 through the next for the same fucking thing.
There's no consistency, and it just like,
what in the fuck?
Yeah.
$150 or $850? Some max it out at $150. So how did they negotiate a contracted rate when they negotiated the highest fucking rate of any insurer there possibly was out of all the insurers? Our strong negotiators went to the negotiation table, and our contracted rate is $850. What the fuck is that? What even the fuck is that?
I don't like the fact that I need medical care, and no one can tell me how much anything is before I receive it, or even during, and a lot of times even after. Before I got insurance, I had a lot of money to spend on my health whenever I needed it. Come to find out, that's kind of fucking useless when an x-ray can cost as little as $200. I can pay that easily out of pocket. Same x-ray a year later, $1,800. What the fuck?
Yeah, you might still be able to get an x-ray somewhere for $100, or it might be $1,800, like you said.
And it's the same machine, is it not? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Point taken. If y'all can't take this point, I don't know what to tell you. A few years ago, five, 6 years ago, there was this thing of you need, quote, coverage. And if you're a citizen who doesn't have coverage now that the Affordable Health Care Act is taking place, you're a drag on society. You're bad. You know, you need to make sure you have coverage because everyone should be able to get coverage. What the fuck is coverage?
Yeah, if it's
when
not
I go and
good.
Spend $1,800 for a fucking x-ray.
Exactly.
Was I covered?
It's peace of mind. That's all you're paying for.
Was I covered during that? Or is that what y'all call coverage?
Yeah. Now, granted, the coverage has gotten better, but at the same time, businesses are still business. They're going to find ways to cut corners because you can't pay $10 to $16 million a year to your CEO plus bonus.
It's just an indication to me, though, with this CEO getting murdered, that maybe coverage isn't as good. Because a lot of the people that were barking 6 years ago saying, well, if you have health insurance, you're good. It's all good. They're not saying it now.
Yeah.
They're not saying it now. I'm like, where are those people that used to kind of take the other side really strongly? Where the fuck are they? Have they had some bad experiences the last few years? They must have.
Oh, they could have died off.
Got them.
You didn't think of that. You didn't think of that one. But yeah, I like to describe the American healthcare system as so much potential, but so little executed. You know, it's like we could be a global leader in healthcare with all the money and resources we have.
Well, we have the most money spent on healthcare of any country, so we should probably have the best healthcare.
Or at least top three. I'll take third.
Yeah, third be cool.
Yeah.
Because they say like 41st or something. I don't know who says it, but if you just kind of Google it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's a lot of countries that you're like, aren't we better than them? Aren't we bigger than them? Aren't we richer than them? How do they have a higher life expectancy? Why? How do they have like a less symptomatic depression among their people? Like, yeah. America's one big grind. It's one big clock with a lot of gears, and you're just trying to run fast enough not to get smushed by them.
So I think there's always been, at any point in time, someone that had a grievance that might be willing to kill over it, like what happened. But I don't think there were always so many people that would say, maybe he was right. You know, instead of he was completely deranged and crazy, maybe the guy was right. Now it's that way. And it's just, get on social, you'll see.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, is there going to be more unrest? Like, what's going to happen in the next 3-4 years?
Well,
are we going to see more of this type of stuff?
I don't know, man, because it really comes down to,
are people pushed past their breaking point on a large scale? Has the corporate greed been taken just a little fucking too far?
Well,
it's tough to pay the bills. I like talking to people who can't pay their bills to hear what they have to say about it, because I'm interested in, you know, economics on that level. You know, someone was telling me the other day, quote, I'm doing everything right. You know, they have a car that's paid off. They don't take any credit card debt. And they always have $400 in their bank, because when that check comes, just to cover the absolute basics, life is really expensive. And to replace a tire on the car, holy shit. The guy has a bad radiator and he just keeps topping it off. He doesn't get it changed because he doesn't have the money to change it. Now,
I think
they say the statement is, well, get some better skill. You can have really great fucking skills these days and not get paid for it. Or maybe you do get paid for it, but it depends who you know, how you know them. It depends on luck. It depends on your health. It depends on your college degree, which, by the way, usually, in my opinion, is pretty fucking useless. Most people that have them defend it.
Well, it depends on what you have it in. Like, I would love a surgeon to have at least one degree. That'd be, you know, give me a little confidence under the knife.
Be appropriate, yeah.
I hope.
But the big push for everybody to have a degree kind of watered down the degree.
You know, that was a Ponzi scheme in the late 90s, early aughts. So, you know, get everyone, get that bachelor's, get that bachelor's. History, fuck it. Philosophy, fuck it. Drama, sure. Okay, sure, Mr. Actor Man. But, I saw through that because I checked the price tag of what I wanted to do, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
I'm all about education and higher learning. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But that's not what college is providing in order for you to get that degree.
Oh, they're giving you an education on debt, and predatory debt at that, the worst kind. It's like, it's a hard lesson to learn the way they teach it.
People now say, oh, go be get a registered nurse, get your two-year degree. Oh, yeah, those two-year degrees take 4 years to get now because the school said, hey, we have a popular program.
Let's extend it.
Let's add a couple classes. Right? Yeah, let's add a couple little classes to this little really fucking popular program.
Hey, let's make more money. Exactly. It's all about appeasing the owners or whoever's pocketing the majority of the funds. It's not about the students. It's not about customers. It's not about patients. Business is now about the owners. The people who run it, the people who invest in it, and increasing their net worth and portfolio value.
And that's where boomers get a bad name because they don't get it. People don't have anything against them for their age or whatever. It's just that you're so oblivious. We are fucking struggling. By the way, the workforce is the most productive per person that it's ever been, ever.
Well, the boomers don't get it because they're the benefactors.
So don't tell me about your hard work that you put
in. They're the benefactors of it, man. No one's paying. Like, you look at the majority of people who are getting paid off these things. They're at that age, boomer age, you know, 50s, 60s, some a little older. You know, they're the people that want to get the most while they can because the way capitalism is practiced in this country, that's what you're supposed to want. That's part of the American dream, and I just don't agree with that. That's so superficial, and honestly, what's the point? If you're never full, why keep eating?
That fellow the other day that I was talking about who says he's doing everything right, but he's really struggling to make ends meet?
That was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
He said, it was a coworker, though.
No.
He said, he's like, I'm ready for it to be over. Like, take me out. I want to die from this shit because I don't want to wake up and do this anymore. Like we said on our short, maybe a couple weeks ago?
No, what I said. I was pretty genius in recollecting your words.
You.
Uh-huh. It was paraphrased, but I think I said it better. Anyway, I got the point across.
Yeah, no wonder no wonder mental health's under strain when you got to do what you got to do to make a couple dollars.
It just sounds better coming from me.
Yeah. Okay, go back and watch the short.
You should. And feel free to comment on the sexy honk giving you the insight in it.
Yeah, if the show's ever meant anything to you, it would be nice if you went back and commented or whatever, but you're not going to. If you don't, if you won't, just block us. Fuck you. Go listen to Joe Rogan or whoever the fuck you listen to.
Well, I don't want
to
be blocked.
I do. How about what's Caitlin Lowry or the Hawk Tua girl or one of them? Just go listen to those fucking geniuses.
Well, they already probably do, you know, due to their numbers. But we're getting there. We're coming after the top. Hey, Hawk Tua, we're coming for you.
Well, I guess a little break.
Yeah, sure. It's all in the name of well, it's just business.
But take it from the top. If you make money.
Oh, if you make money off of other people's suffering.
You're a bad person.
And you could either change or you can die. You know, I look at it like if you were to die, it makes the world a little lighter. That's one less evil contributor to the daily society. Of life, but if you change, you know, you can grow as a person, be better, and hopefully the healthcare system, as well as certain other business practices and industries, maybe they won't be so corrupt. Maybe they won't be so stingy. Maybe it would actually be about the person receiving the care or service than the person owning the business. Now, I'm deserving of that because of business and capitalism and my hard work and bootstraps, blah, 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 blah.
Sorry, I hit record on you mid-sentence.
No, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard the click.
It's hard to sympathize with somebody that makes a salary that could help so many people, well, but they're the one denying care to make that salary. And my point was, okay, if it's just too costly to approve that care, just don't pay as fucking much for it.
Yeah.
Like, the system needs shook up. It needs brought down to reality. You shouldn't be able to have a surgery that's 3 years' salary that a person would make at an average paying job. Okay? And you could easily get a surgery that's $120,000 that lasts 30 minutes an hour. But that's 3 years' worth of work somehow? That the balance is off. Fix it. Fight back as the CEO of United Healthcare.
Yeah, be the health insurance that is different than other health insurances by actually insuring people and not giving them, basically selling them peace of mind, because I've heard way too many stories, and I don't know that many people, but I've heard way too many stories about people being denied and delayed and straight up rejected of health care. It's like, oh, the only thing these companies are really efficient at is collecting premiums.
Well, if the company's paid out on everything, yeah, they take a loss and close down. I have an idea. How about a happy medium? Because if the CEO is making $10 million, then there's a lot of fucking meat on the bone. A lot of meat on the bone. Okay, I get it. You can't just have a free-for-all that everybody will take advantage of. No, you can't. But we need reasonable, and we need it pretty soon.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to not do something because of the minority that'll take advantage of it? Or because the majority that will need it.
By the way, you made $10 million last year, $9 million the year before. I think you're good. You can take a chance at maybe trying to do some good and help with the overall problem at hand here.
It'd be good PR.
Because I think you're pretty fucking set. Yeah.
It'd be good PR. It'd definitely make some headlines. Coming off the heels of basically a cold-blooded murder, you're going to need some good PR. Like, okay, let's reevaluate some things.
Well, definitely open up the conversation.
But it sucks it takes something that drastic for people to actually do that.
I read an article today. It's like the killing was never, ever justified, and you can't applaud people like that and all. It's like, well, this thing's gotten big enough that that's what people are doing. That's just facts.
Well, hey,
that's what people are doing.
Because insurance companies do the same thing. They just do it in a organized paper form, long form kind of way. We'll deny you coverage, knowing that you will suffer if not die. Have a good day. You can keep the pen. It's got our number on it if you need it for more coverage to be denied.
I don't know about the that guy's story fully, but if he suffered enough pain for long enough that could have been taken care of sooner, that's pretty good torture. It's worse than rape.
Well, if he doesn't,
and a lot of people don't mind if someone kills their rapist as it's happening. Well, he's pretty much getting raped over the long term.
It's like a prison sentence.
And a lot of people are starting to agree. I'm like, damn, let's have some change. Fuck.
No, it just needs to be completely done away with. Like, you can change it, but that's like, man, how do you address something that's so big and so problematic? Where do you even begin to make, real change? You got to think more idealistically. And we got to think beyond the rules of capitalism, because that's what got us in this to begin with. Capitalism, we have winners and losers. Healthcare should not be
capitalized, not like that. Yeah. Not where you're rewarded for greed.
Exactly.
The greedier you are, the bigger the reward.
And that's all capitalism does. Men and women are greedy naturally, but capitalism definitely exacerbates it and puts an incentive on it, as if being greedy wasn't an incentive in itself. That's why I don't think it belongs in healthcare. When people talk about, like, oh, I hate the idea of universal health care, because that means health care overall is going to be lowered a little bit because of taking on...
I vote Republican, and I love the idea of universal health care.
Well, I mean, their point...
And the government, the government will fuck it up.
Well,
but do they have to? Maybe if it's structured the right way, do they? You know, could it maybe not be fucked up?
Well, I mean...
Because we got some smart people around.
Well, it's capable is what the... You know, you can have great managers and a bad work staff and still have a shitty restaurant. Just saying. But...
Let's do it and not fuck it up.
When people say, like, oh, healthcare will go down for me and other people I know if we take on everybody, that's like saying...
The quality of care won't be... No, you won't get as good a care. What, why
well,
not?
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying this is a, you know, me versus them kind of thing? I want better healthcare, so I don't think they should have it? That's why I promote my ideology of being, you know, winners and losers, because I'm a winner and they're losers. And I, you know, I'll just rationalize it with some offhand statement of,
well, why would,
hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. That's easy to say until you're the omelet.
Why wouldn't you get as good a care? Maybe because the motivation is not there, because the system isn't making as much fucking money.
I think
that's the whole point. You're making too much. It's too big of a strain.
Yeah.
It's not an even balance. You got to make less.
More than ever, people need help. I don't know. People need health care. And
when you go in for a visit, you kind of paid retail on the spot. The prices would be more reasonable. Since it goes on in the background, oh, a new patient visit?
Well, see, that's...
Oh, I spent 45 minutes face-to-face counseling this patient. And they'll put it in their note. Well, and then they charge $500. That's not... No. You sat there and talked to somebody.
Yeah.
You don't get $500. Fuck that.
Yeah, dismantle it. There's nothing there to salvage. It has to be looked at like...
You went to school for a really long time? Oh, well, guess what? If you're a smart doctor or you're a dumb motherfucking doctor, you still get the $500. So why are we even talking about the school right now?
Well, I mean,
have to go to you because legally... You're the one that can order the test. You're the one that can order the med. You're the one that can perform the procedure. They have to go to you. You got them cornered. It's monopolized. So you'll just charge them $500 since they have no fucking choice. Here, let me put your nuts in a vise as you walk in the door because you have no fucking choice. You would have to come to me for this, care.
It goes back to the transparency. People don't feel like they're being strained like that when they go see a doctor because there's no transparency. Because
they're not having to cough up the $500 their insurance company is.
Yeah, they're going to get blindsided in the mail or through an email or an app or something. And at that point, they'll just redirect you to a collections agency or a billing department.
And to my point, should the insurance company cough up that $500? Fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
Dismantle it. It's not. It's one of these things that's like a problematic car.
They should cover spine surgery, though. Should damn well cover spine surgery. They should cover fucking heart surgery. They should cover... Anything a person needs, they should cover.
Yeah, well, it's...
But they shouldn't pay out $500 for a fucking office visit. And they sure as fuck shouldn't pay out $800 for a cam walker boot that you can go online on Google and get for $50. What the fuck is that? Scrap it. I'm with you. Scrap it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a car that keeps giving you trouble. When do you say when? I'm totally for, you know, salvaging what you can. But there just comes a point where it's like, you know what? This radiator, this AC repair, it ain't fucking worth it.
Yeah, it's like anything, though. It went too far. They took it too far, or it went too far.
The wheels
Whatever the
off.
Case is, it went too far.
Yeah.
Too many offenses? Okay, you are finally
too
in jail under
too many
a felony.
In CEO's heads.
Yeah. The pendulum just needs to swing back.
Well,
it's time. It's like past time. And so I'm just... fascinated by the fallout. Like, okay, yeah, this was a rogue type person and it's not going to be me that does that, but how many people kind of are like, okay, that was justified? A lot of people. So I'm thinking, man, we are reaching a little bit of uncharted territory here with that. And that's interesting to me. Because we don't know what happens in the uncharted territory. That's why a movie's more fun the first time you watch it.
So when we get done with healthcare and we fix that, can we go to car insurance now? I hear State Farm's being a little bit of a bitch when it comes to covering homes and cars and stuff, but they're real good at taking premiums.
I could rant about that too.
Yeah. Insurance is really gimmicky in the type of business that it is.
All right, good talk. Hey, y'all that are listening, go to our Facebook and comment your thoughts.
Or go to our OnlyFans and check it out.
Definitely do that.
Definitely do our OnlyFans.
This week we're going to do medical on OnlyFans kind of go along with the show.
That's Waddy Toddy. I had to cancel my Hot Toddy account. It got reported too much. That's Toddy with an I.
There you go. Have a good evening.
Have a great evening. Have a great evening, motherfucker.
Maybe an internet connection and some coconut oil. You were talking about Karma. Have you seen those Karma waters? It's a brand.
Yeah.
They got a cool little gimmick. They have pellets in the cap. It's fun to shake it and bust the packet at the top.
Yes, I understand that. We're talking about flavored water, yes. Why don't people just drink fucking water or fruit juice? Like, why mix the concepts together? It just seems so unnecessary. Like, okay, that's like a grown-up hipster version of Kool-Aid. Is it not?
They got warnings on the label about giving them bad karma, Todd. It says, recycle the bottle.
I'm just saying.
Recycle the bottle.
It just sounds like just Kool-Aid with extra steps. You want to play some Mario Kart?
Yeah, that's cool. Luigi Mangione.